Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor to Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. So good to be with you once again this morning. And today I'm still sharing concerning the fact that we ought to acknowledge the ministry of the Spirit in our lives. So important. This is a very, very important subject that we must get to know. And one of the most beautiful things that the Holy Spirit does in our lives is that He makes us witnesses. You see, He makes us soul winners. Without the Holy Spirit in your life and you acknowledging, first of all, without His presence in your life, you may not be able to win souls as much as you ought to. You'll not even see the importance, you see. But winning souls is too important. Without we winning souls, the kingdom of God will not expand. You see, the kingdom of God is neither here nor there. The kingdom of God is in the hearts of men. And we are responsible for putting the kingdom of God into the hearts of men. Hallelujah. So He makes you a soul winner. If you read in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says that, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in both Jerusalem and in Judea, in north, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." The Holy Spirit is the one who makes you a witness in your own home, a witness around your home, and a witness to the uttermost parts of the earth. Hallelujah. A classical example is Peter. Just before Jesus died, he said that they are going to betray him. He's going to be betrayed by one of them. And every one of them is going to leave him. Then Peter said that, "If everybody leaves you, I will not leave you. You see, I'm going to stick with you till you die." Then Jesus said that, "Listen, by the time the cock crows at dawn, you'd have denied me 3 times. Peter said that, "Oh, Jesus is joking. You know, it's not going to happen. I'm going to be with you." Truly, before the cock crew that dawn, Peter denied Jesus on 3 different occasions, 3 times. It was so terrible. Peter felt so bad. He went to cry and regretted so much. You know, so when Jesus came out of the grave, when Mary saw him, he told Mary to go and tell his disciples and to tell Peter that he's ascending to his father and to their father. Jesus was specific. He mentioned Peter's name. He knew how bad Peter was feeling. You know, so Jesus sent to go and tell him that he's ascending to his father as well as his. Hallelujah. Now, when you read in John chapter 21, another thing also happened. You see, John chapter 21, if you read from verse 1, you see Peter and the 6 other disciples going back to fishing. You see, they were called out of fishing by Jesus Christ. When Jesus died and resurrected, and before he ascended, on this particular occasion, they have seen Jesus on more than one occasion. This is like the 3rd time Jesus was appearing to them, you know. But they had gone fishing. They had left the ministry and had gone fishing. They were afraid of the Jews, you see. Now, they tried throughout the night and couldn't catch any fish. Jesus came and told them to come and eat, or told them rather to put their nets on another side. When they did, they caught a great number of fishes, and he called them to come and eat. When they were eating, Jesus said something to them, to Peter especially, not to everybody, but to Peter. When you read in verse 15, John chapter 21 from verse 15, it says, "So when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto me, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs." Jesus asked this question 3 times. Now, the word that Jesus was using concerning love, the word that Jesus used was agape. That is unconditional love. But Peter was using the word philia, meaning I love you with a brotherly kind of love. I love you with my emotions, with my affections. You see, Jesus asked him 3 times. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And on this occasion, Jesus asked him 3 times to be sure whether what Peter was saying was true. You see, Peter was full of inconsistencies. Before the coming on of the Holy Spirit into his life, he was afraid. They were always hiding, you know. When he says A, he can't even do it, you know. But when the Spirit of God came upon his life in Acts chapter 2, he became a witness. He became a soul winner. He could stand and talk. As to how he spoke for 3,000 people to give their lives to Christ on one day, there were no megaphones then, there were no microphones, there were no speakers, none of those things. He spoke confidently, and many people gave their lives to Christ. You see, the Holy Spirit turned him into a soul winner. That same Peter who was hiding and didn't want people to see him and was running away and thought he had betrayed the Lord and had not been truthful to the Lord, all of a sudden became bold and confident to talk about the same Lord. You know, before the Jews, the people he was afraid of, he spoke with confidence, with great confidence. That is the same confidence the Holy Spirit brings into your life. He makes you a witness unto all those that are around you. Hallelujah. That is ministry in your life. If you realize that you are not winning souls and you are afraid, ask the Holy Spirit to help you. To help you witness, because that's what He's there in your life for. Hallelujah. Say, "He's my witness today. He's my witness. I'm a soul winner. I'm a soul winner. I've got the life of God in me and I'm a soul winner. I win souls. Go out there and win a soul today. The Holy Spirit is in your life. Acknowledge Him and He will help you win a soul to the glory of God the Father. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.